Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name, in compliance with Psalm 94, 1 and John 7, 4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun. A time to consider the word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. A time to contemplate all things. A time to deliberate the law of the Lord. A time to meditate on the knowledge of God. A time to ponder the fear of the Lord. A time to reflect on the covenant concerning the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Now is the season, and this is the time. Are you one who feels you can never master Bible content? Is Bible content beyond your understanding? You read the Bible, even go to church and Bible study, but you still do not understand the Bible? And for all intents and purposes, the Bible is just a book of words on a page and nothing more. Well, I am here to tell you, you can understand the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. Understanding is waiting for you. You can know much more about the AVB than all others around you, even the preacher. You can know the truths that are in the AVB. And that is super good for you, your confidence, and your self-esteem. Someone has said, knowledge is power. Empower yourself with the knowledge of the great issues contained in the AVB. Knowledge of the great issues in the AVB will empower you, revolutionize your life, you feel good about yourself, and that is great for your self-esteem. You can understand the AVB. Understanding of the content of the AVB is waiting for you to own it. But this knowledge, this understanding, cannot be gotten from the church, the preacher, or Bible study. This knowledge and understanding, which will empower, revolutionize, and transform your life, is found in Lawmaster Archives, the archives of the man the AVB calls God and Lord, the man, the performer of all things, Tommy L. Hart. Lawmaster Archives exists for you, the people. The information therein is given in a clear and easy to understand manner. Its purpose is to equip you with the knowledge of the truths that are taught in the AVB. Let's face it, understanding of the crucial matter of the AVB is not easy to get. It is not easy to grasp on one's own. To understand its matter, You must get it from one who already knows and understands it. That is where Mr. Hart comes in. He has spent more than 40 years analyzing the content of the AVB and has garnered an appreciative and profound understanding of its contents. Mr. Hart's teachings are found in Lawmaster Archives. Lawmaster Archives is something you must experience for yourself. To understand the AVB, to know its teachings, to be empowered with the knowledge of the truth, Lawmaster Archives is the answer. It is the place. It is the truth. You feel you can never understand the AVB? Don't be left in the dark. Lawmaster Archives gives you the understanding. That means you don't have to figure things out. The understanding is clearly and concisely given. That is great. Do not let your AVB be just a book of words on a page. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place and let it light up and unlock the AVB for you. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/lawmaster. Now, we begin with the prelude to judgment, part 2. John 9:31 says, "Now we know that God heareth not sinners." Is that statement so? Let's move on. 1 Samuel 24:9 says, "It asked the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, wherefore hearest thou men's words?" Okay, keep up with me. Follow me closely. The first statement says, we know that God does not hear sinners. But then the sinner speaks to me saying, wherefore hearest thou men's words? Jonah 2:2 says, he, speaking about the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, he heard me. And then it says, speaking to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, thou hearest my voice. Nehemiah 1:6 says, to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now. That statement, that's a papal statement right there, coming from the papacy. Let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now. Now, back to the statement, John 9:31. Now we know that God heareth not sinners. The statement there is not so. It is deliberately not true. It's not a mistake. There are not any mistakes in the Authorized Version Bible. Whatever is put there has been placed there, set there deliberately, on purpose. God heareth sinners. Where's the proof? I respond to sinners in the Bible. That's what I do. That's what the Lord God does. He has to hear the sinners in order to respond to them. Many people have read seen the same things that I see in the AVB, the same words, but they have not heard them. The thing about the Lord and the difference about the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is he hears. Okay? God hears sinners. He hears them speaking from the pages of the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. And I usually call it AVB, the AVB, the Authorized Version Bible. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hears sinners. They talk to me. You hear me reading, saying, they say to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hears sinners. The writers, the speakers in the Bible, expect for me to hear them. They intend that I hear them. They intend for me to hear. Therefore, they pray to me. They speak to me. All right? In the statements, the question, wherefore hearest thou man's words? Let thine ear now be attentive, and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now. That's prayer. That is a prayer. It's not the only prayer in the Bible, but that's a piece of prayer right there. Okay? God hears sinners. He hears his servant who has written things to him. God hears sinners. God hears the voice of the servant's people. God hears sinners. Let me be clear. God, the man, Tommy L. Hart, performer of all things, hears sinners. He hears them from the pages of the AVB. So, in your Bible, make a note, or in your notes, let it be known that John, the statement in John 9, verse 31, that says, now we know that God hears not sinners. Mark that statement as deliberately false statement, okay? Because they go on to and talk with me, as I'm showing now, okay? So that's the evidence that I hear sinners, that God hears sinners from the pages of the Authorized Version Bible. Okay, moving on. 1 Samuel 8:7 says to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hearken to the voice of the people in all that they say to thee. What voice and what are they saying? Well, they have already said to me, well, no, hearken to the voice of the people in all that they say to thee. That's a directive to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. And you see, they go on talking to me. God hears sinners. And I do that. I hearken to the voice of the people in the AVB, and I seek to do that in all that they say to thee. Hearken, pay attention, pay careful attention. I hearken. Okay? I hearken to the voice of men. God hearkens to the voice of men. That's happening right now. You can put that in your notes with regard to the statement in 1 Samuel 8, verse 7. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hearkens to the voice of men in the AVB. All right? Joshua 10:14 says this, "The Lord hearkened to the voice of a man." The voice of a man. The Lord hearkened. He paid careful attention to the voice of a man. Okay? Mark that statement as fulfilled in the man, Tommy L. Hart. Joshua 10, verse 14. The Lord hearkened to the voice of a man. And write it down as in this fashion. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hearkened to the voice of a man. What man? I told you with regard to, say, the statement, "Wherefore hearest thou men's words? Let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now." God has hearkened to the voice of a man. He's hearkened to the papacy, the voice of the papacy. Okay? Someone had to write these things. These things that are written in the AVB come from the papacy. Okay, so the Lord Tommy L. Hart has hearkened to the voice of a man. The rest of that statement goes on to say, the Lord fought for Israel. Speaking to two different things. Related things, but two different things. God has hearkened to the voice of a man. The Lord fought for Israel. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is fighting for Israel now. Israel, the Israelites, not speaking about the fraudulent, the sham Israel over in the Middle East. This is talking about the people of the Lord, God, Tommy L. Hart, the descendants of those scattered, who were originally scattered abroad, constitute Israel. A nation, a body of people, a body politic. The Lord fought for Israel, the Israelites, those black people that are scattered abroad, held in captivity by the Gentiles to this very day, and scattered, and still are, as their ancestors, scattered abroad among the nations of the Gentiles, throughout the nations of the Gentiles. The Lord fought for Israel. Mark that statement as fulfilled in the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The statement that says, the Lord fought for Israel. I have been fighting for Israel for some time now. The Lord fought for Israel. And I've been telling you that I do the things that the Bible says the Lord will do when he comes. Okay? And I probably give you much evidence of that in every episode that I've done and that I will do. You see the evidence of that. The Lord fought for Israel. It's written in the past tense. I'm still fighting for Israel at this time. Remember, I've spoken to the people about the salvation of the Israelites. I've spoken extensively on that issue. Okay. Let me turn to something here.
Okay. Okay.
I would have to move on. I can't just put my fingers on it right away. So I'll just move on. Okay, now, here we go. The question, Jeremiah 16:10 asks, and the people ask this, what is our iniquity? Remember, I've been told this, hearken to the voice of the people and all that they say to thee. The people are asking me a question now. They are asking me, what is our iniquity? The people are the people of the papacy, the people belonging to the head Gentile, which is called Pope. All right? What is our iniquity? I am hearkening to the voice of the people. I'm being attentive. Okay? I'm being very attentive. What is our iniquity? But it goes on, they go on to say in Jeremiah 59, verse 12, as for our iniquities, we know them. Sure, the Gentiles know their iniquities. The Gentiles today know their iniquities, and they know the iniquities of their ancestors. They know them. Hosea 5:16 says, they acknowledge their offense. This is dealing with the Gentiles right now. I want to read something still. And I'm turning pages to get to it. Okay, I'm still turning pages. Okay. I'm still turning pages. Okay. Okay, here we go. Here we go. I thought I had it. Okay, here we are. Listen to these things. Let's get a good picture of the Gentiles. It is said to the Gentiles in Isaiah 59:3, for your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Remember the question the Gentiles asked the Lord, Tommy Elhart, what is our iniquities? But they go on to say, and as for our iniquities, we know them. Got a good picture of the Gentiles here. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue hath muttered perverseness. The Gentiles, as a whole, as a people, their tongue, their lips, it says, to them have spoken lies, your tongue hath muttered perverseness. And going on in Isaiah 59:3, none calleth for justice, or do they? Nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity, the Gentiles trust in vanity, listen to it carefully, and they speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. And what I am doing is this. I am bringing forth the iniquity of the Gentiles. Remember they asked me earlier, what is our iniquity? I am bringing forth in this series on the judgment, I'm bringing forth the iniquity of the Gentiles, the enemies of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and his people, the Israelites, those black people that are still held captive and still scattered abroad in the lands of their enemies, the Gentiles, who call themselves white people. They hide under the alias of white people, talking about the Gentiles. The Gentiles hide under the alias of white people. Okay, moving on. A good picture of the Gentiles. Their works are works of iniquity, and because violence is in their hands, their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. What a people. What a picture here of the Gentiles. Verse 8, they have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. They made up Christianity. Christianity is a crooked path. You black people who seem so glad to say that you're Christians, you don't know what you're talking about. To be a Christian is to be a bad thing. Okay, look at this picture that I'm reading. And I'm not going to take time and go back and read it over that which I've already read. I'm going to continue. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. Verse 8, they have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Verse 12, for your transgressions are multiplied before thee. And listen, they say, our sins testify against us. And that's what we'll take a look at, their sins, in this prelude to judgment. Okay. I look at their sins. Their sins testify against them. Important point. They acknowledge the fact that their sins testify against them. Okay. Now, you need to take notes. You need to go back and listen to these episodes on the judgment, the prelude to the judgment, and others as well. You need, this is your foundation. So when we get to the judgment, you understand the reason for the judgment. You will know what that judgment is. You will understand how that judgment came about. You know its basis, okay? Just like in any other court of law, certain things have to be laid out, certain things have to be shown, certain things have to be proved, okay? Evidence has to be presented, charges and all like that, as in any other court of law. And I've told you repeatedly, the Bible, the authorized version Bible, don't get me wrong, the authorized version Bible is a law book. It is a legal instrument. Write that down. The authorized version Bible, commonly called King James Version, is a law book. It is a legal instrument. And all these commandments and things I'll be reading and judgments and all that I'll be reading, as you see in the Lawmaster episodes, tell you plainly, show you plainly that the Bible is a law book. It's not a religious book. Religion does not have any power. People don't know that. Many people don't know that. Religion does not have any power. Power is in the law. The authorized version Bible is a law book, the chief law book of the Gentiles. Okay, moving on. Our sins testify against us, they said. And you know, they said earlier, and as for our iniquities, we know them. And we know that those iniquities, those sins, testify against us. All right. So that's an acknowledgement. They acknowledge that they know their iniquities, and they acknowledge that those iniquities testify against them. So we're finding out that the Gentiles are the defendants in this case. The Gentiles are the defendants in the Bible. And the victims of the Gentiles are the Israelites, black people, Hebrews, the people belonging to the Lord God. And God himself is also a victim. Isn't that something? The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is also a victim of the Gentiles. You see that as we go on. And you should see it in all the things that I've said before, especially within the past few months. All that I was saying, I was simply saying and showing that the Lord and his people are victims of the Gentiles. Okay. Who is righteous and who is unrighteous? Who are the sinners and who are those who are just? Okay. Now, moving on. Listen, they go on to say in verse 13 of Isaiah 59, in transgressing and lying against the Lord, you know who the Lord is. The Lord has a name, Tommy L. Hart, in transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God. They acknowledge here in this, well, let's finish it. Speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering words of falsehood. They're speaking about their iniquities. As for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God. So before the Gentile invasion, the Gentiles were subject to the Lord. And we'll see that more clearly as we move on. The Gentiles, before they invaded, before they rebelled against the Lord, they were subjects of the Lord. Moving on. Ezekiel 44:12 says, they shall bear their iniquity. And you can see that's what they're doing here in these statements. They're bearing their iniquity. They're making known their iniquities. Okay? Jeremiah 9:5-8, they will deceive everyone and will not speak the truth. Remember this picture of the Gentiles? They will deceive everyone and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongues to speak lies. Are you getting this picture of the Gentiles? See look into the defendants? That's what this is. A look into the defendants, into their motives, into their heart and mind. Okay. Bear means to carry in the mind or heart. To bear love, to bear malice, they bear iniquity. The Gentiles today are bearing their iniquity. Why? Because these Gentiles of today, they are partners, you could say, with their ancestors. They carry on the same evils that their ancestors set up or started against the descendants and victims. Not descendants, but against the victims of the Gentiles. And we'll see more of that. This is just a prelude, an introduction to the judgment right now. Render, to bear witness, bear testimony, to accept or have as an obligation, to bear responsibility, to as in bearing the cost. Okay, and I was in those things, I was given a definition for bear in the statement which says they shall bear their iniquity. Okay, be responsible for their iniquity. They shall be responsible for their iniquity. That statement again was Ezekiel 44:12. They shall bear their iniquity. Now, that's a judgment right there, that statement. They shall bear their iniquity. That is a judgment. The Gentiles have the obligation of bearing their iniquities. They have the obligation of bearing the responsibility for their sins. And that's what iniquities are: sins, wickedness, evil doing. In other words, crimes, sins, not the sins are crimes. Okay. I got some noise out here. So, got some noise out here. Now, moving on. Who the Lord himself bear our sins. 1 Peter 2:24. The Gentiles say here, the Lord his own self bear our sins. The Lord, time in your heart, his own self bear our sins. That bear is B-A-R-E, and it means to open to view. It means to reveal, divulge. They bear their sins in the Bible, and I tell them, I disclose them to you, the people, including the Gentiles. Okay? Isaiah 53:11, he shall bear their iniquities. Okay? If anything, he shall do, he shall disclose their iniquities, the Lord God, Amiel Hart. He's not taking responsibility for their iniquities. They must take responsibility for their own iniquities. Isaiah 53:12, he, the Lord Tamiel Hart, bear the sin of many. He opened to view the sin of the Gentiles. Okay. Okay, just a few remaining minutes here. So, the Gentiles acknowledge their offense, says Hosea 5:16. Remember it says, they shall be responsible for their sin. They shall bear their iniquity. Okay? Bear testimony, give testimony with regard to their iniquities. The Gentiles say in Ezra 9:7, we have been in a great trespass to this day. Now, that trespass is this right here. You've heard me speaking about the Gentiles invading the land of the Lord and his people without permission and without right. That's a trespass. All right? Now, we have been in a great trespass to this day. That's a confession also, that statement. We have been in a great trespass to this day. What day? This day here. Right? They must be responsible for their iniquities. They keep moving on. Jeremiah 16:9 says this. The Gentiles shall come to thee. This is part of the judgment. Speaking to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles shall come to thee. And that come means as by inheritance, okay? They shall come to thee. And the Gentiles admit here, saying in the same state verse, they say, our fathers inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Excuse me. That's a confession. Our fathers. Who are the Gentiles' fathers? Talking about their priests, their ministers, their popes. Our Pope. Surely our Pope, our priests, Christian ministers, have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Did you hear that? Religious lies. Lies coming from the father, the priest, the pope, the minister, Christian ministers. Surely our fathers, our ministers, our pope, our priests have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Jeremiah 7 verse 8, behold, says to them, behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. Get the picture here. You have defendants. You have a judge, okay? You have a courtroom setting. That's what we're talking about here in these things. You trust in lying words. Jeremiah 29:9 says, I have not sent them, saith the Lord. Lord who? Lord Tommy L. Hart. I have not sent them. I have not sent anyone to preach lying words. Yet they say, God sent me. The Lord Tommy L. Hart has sent no one to preach, teach lying words and deceive the people. Okay? Statement says, regarding me says, he shall speak for himself. I am here now, and I am speaking for myself. I have sent no lying ministers, priests, pope, etc., to teach or tell anybody anything. I have not done it, says the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Jeremiah 28:15, the Lord has not sent thee. Imagine the judge saying to the Gentiles in the courtroom setting, the Lord has not sent thee. Pope, priests, ministers, Christian ministers, the Lord hath not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie. The Gentiles have made the Israelites and Hebrews, black people, to trust in a lie. In short, it is, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that, John 3:16. Believe the lie that Jesus died for your sins. Lies. Okay? Now, I got to move on.